The Bible claims for itself that every scripture inspired of God is also profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, which is in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, furnished completely unto every good work. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. The Bible claims for bodily exercise is profitable for little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life which now is and of that which is to come. 1 Timothy 4:8. Of this teaching, the Apostle Paul said to the young evangelist Timothy, "Take heed to thyself and to thy teaching. Continue in these things, for in doing this thou shalt save both thyself and them that hear thee." The Bible claims concerning this teaching, there is one body and one spirit, even as ye also were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Ephesians 4:4-6. These conditions are common to all Christians. One body, the church. One spirit, the Holy Spirit. One hope, hope of salvation. One Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, 1 Timothy 6:14. One faith, the system of faith, Jude 3. One baptism, immersion in water, Acts 8:38-39. One God and Father of all, James 2:19 and Hebrews 12:7 and Acts 17:29, who is over all, that is, over all of the creation, and through all and in all. The Bible claims concerning this hope of salvation that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and in none other, is there salvation. For neither is there any other name under heaven that is given among men wherein we must be saved. Acts 4:10 and then verse 12. For as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become children of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1:12. Of this way, the Bible claims, enter ye in by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many are they that enter in thereby. For narrow is the gate, and straitened the way that leadeth unto life, and few are they that find it. Now, if all of these claims are false, then the Bible is of no value to the saving of the soul. If, however, all of the above claims are true, what are the consequences? Whatever you conclude, you better be right. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Lord who said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy by thy name, and by thy name cast out demons, and by thy name do many mighty works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Matthew 7:21-23.